Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 6:53. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning to you. Rianette Liebowitz, founder at SafetyNet and cyber safety and wellness author. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
Excellent. Thank you, Howard. How are you?
I am well. Thank you. So, I mean, I know we talk about our children getting hooked on TikTok and all of these things, but it's just as much the adults, isn't it?
Definitely. Unfortunately, no one is immune to this one. We all actually need to look at our digital habits and ask ourselves, you know, what is the example that you and I, of what are we setting for our youngsters? And are we still in control? Or maybe we've fallen into the trap as well.
Yeah. Well, and obviously that's your biggest problem, because if dad or mom is sitting on TikTok or sitting on Instagram all day, it's very difficult to tell your kids that they need to go out and climb a tree.
It is. And on the other hand, even when I speak to parents who don't use social media and who don't even know what it's all about, they are busy with other things and don't necessarily have enough involvement in their children's digital lives. So they miss the opportunity to have those important conversations.
And so how do we limit it? How do we manage this? Because what we are seeing more and more, it's almost as though there's a complete generation gap where adults don't the whole communication style for our kids has changed. So no one's sitting on the phone all the time, you know, and actually having a conversation, or they are less, maybe they're not out as much with their friends, they're at home a lot, they're in their rooms and they're on their phones with their friends or this social media world. And it's very hard for us to understand it and say, this is not appropriate, because this is, in fact, maybe it is appropriate, because this is how communication is happening. So how do we try and manage it?
I think it's so important that we take back our control and that we understand that these young people do live in a different world. They are expected to have an online and a digital footprint, and they are expected to be able to navigate themselves and the social media world. And because the landscape that they operate in is not just the school ground like we did in the past, but they are expected to be online. So now, how do we get them ready? And there are a couple of things. But one, I think it's really important for our children to be resilient, because the moment they start using the internet and social media, they are, just like us, exposed to various comments, various people's belief systems, and, of course, value systems. Second thing is, we don't just give them car keys. We're going to let them slowly but surely get the relevant lessons and license and so forth. And I think there are many different views in terms of when a child should get a phone. My view is we should introduce them step by step to technology and open or widen the gates a little bit more step by step, so that they can be responsible digital citizens. And that means they need to know how to operate online, considering other people and looking at things like screen time management. So your question in terms of how do we manage this is, I beg for parents and caregivers to please be the adults and be the parents and put those boundaries in place. Deal with the tantrums. Switch off the Wi-Fi if you need to. Take the phones out of the room. Put those boundaries in place, and yes, they won't like it, but they need to understand that we are there for their protection, which leads us to the very important aspect of having a good relationship with your child, so that they understand where you're coming from. It's not to limit them, it's not to infringe their privacy, but to actually protect them.
And you are going to have those tantrums, aren't you?
For sure we're going to, because it's like any other toy. You know, it's actually silly. My son and I've got a teenager, and we discussed it the other day, and, you know, we were like, you don't often see parents taking Lego blocks away from their children because they've played too long or something. But you can't play all day. And it's the same with the digital world. Unfortunately, though, there is this element of addiction that we have to recognize and we have to guard against.
And I would imagine that part of that is making sure that the phone stays out of a bedroom at bedtime.
Yes, please. And it's not only because of the addiction part. There's so many studies that's been done, and it's where we can see, number one, the light and how it's impacting our children's sleep. Then, of course, they're having chats and going through the night chatting to people. And one of the big things that I hear school principals complain about is the fact that children are tired in class. And it is, like, think about it. If we were teenagers now, we would also want to just one more video or 100%. One more post. Definitely not in the bedrooms at night.
Are any of the apps dangerous in of themselves? TikTok, Instagram, are any of them problematic? And I'm not even saying Facebook, because I'm pretty sure that our kids aren't on Facebook. I don't think that's something that appeals to them. But TikTok and Instagram and Snapchat, I would say, are the ones that are most commonly used, perhaps YouTube as well. Are any of them dangerous in of themselves? Would you ever say to parents, don't let your kids get TikTok, for example?
No, I wouldn't say that. I would say look at the age restriction. Most age restrictions are 12 plus, noting that YouTube is 17 plus in South Africa. If they are the right age, then they can start using it. But then we need to go, and I would love for all parents to do this, go to that platform, for instance, TikTok, the community rules. You find that, just do a Google search, community rules TikTok. And there you will find wonderful things to discuss with your child. Like, for instance, I'm looking at the TikTok community rules at the moment. They have topics like minor safety, dangerous acts and challenges, suicide, self-harm, disordered eating, adult nudity. And it talks about everything that they don't allow and that they do allow on their platform. This gives us a great platform to start from and say, okay, guys, this is what we can and cannot do. If we see something else, we need to report it. So the app or the platform is not dangerous. However, we have to realize that our children will be exposed to people, strangers, and to content that they might not be ready to see, or that's not age appropriate for their age.
And that's the big thing. It's a very, very concerning aspect of social media platforms. Unfortunately, it is 7 o'clock. Rionette Leibowitz, founder at SafetyNet and cyber safety wellness author, thank you for joining us this morning.